Guns of Use.
You
didn't catch me.
I caught you. This is Carolyn Dawn. This is not Jewel, who played in the last half hour.
That is true. Said. Good call on that.
Yeah.
I need more variety.
Let's
find some more.
Last time was Jewel.
Oh.
This is because we had two females, one right after the other. Doug thinks this is not enough variety.
All right, so let's deal with the word you just used.
What's that?
Female.
Ah.
Last.
I'm always happy to deal with them.
Saturday.
Yes.
I was in my, my friend Wade Young.
Trailer home. Right.
Who is, no, not a trailer.
Oh, no.
I was at Heidelberg.
Oh, you were Heidelberg. Okay.
Wade Young, who is on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg, also a local ophthalmologist in Tiffin, the Tiffin Eye Center, a little plug for Wade, a very good guy and a very good doctor, was telling me a few stories about some of the women and some of the problems that they have, and he's encountering a couple of different things, and he kept referring to the women as females, and it made me feel, I didn't say this to him then, but I didn't think about it until after I left, and Megan and I were talking about it in the car.
That's a new term. I mean, it's not a new term, but that's a new way for people to refer to women as female.
Yeah.
Female?
Well, is it, mm-hmm. Why does it make
female.
Me
realize
that?
I hear that a lot lately. In fact, even in like a lot of
music.
Why is
that a new way?
But why, but well, no. What is there that makes me think it's strange?
Is it distant? Is it cold?
It's distant and cold. It's kind of like in rap songs when they say, that's a female. You're kind of like,
Yeah. I guess maybe that's what it was. Distant.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it. I mean, he didn't mean any disrespect by it.
She is not a woman. She's a female.
Female.
Female. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like female. Like you're
all
referring
about
to
her
the
parts.
Species.
Yeah.
A woman encompasses the whole spirit of females about her parts.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, Roberta?
Yeah.
You don't to. We can disagree.
Yeah.
But you've noticed this, and that says a lot.
Yeah.
You talking about me or them?
No. Well, both of you.
All of us.
You and Jennifer. But yeah. I never. Roberta and I never really thought about it. But you and Jennifer have obviously been thinking about this.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just like toilet paper.
Jennifer and I.
Crumplers.
I know. Both of us.
I never thought of it.
Yeah. Jennifer and I are on a special wavelength.
We're on a higher level, if
we
you
are.
Know.
How does that make you feel, Jen? You're on the
you're,
same
you're
wavelength.
You're more evolved because you crumble toilet more. Paper?
All right, so the Facebook.
So
are we still
too,
on this Facebook thing? Are we still? Is this thing going still on Facebook?
I cannot tell you how many responses I
the
got.
The crumplers
and
versus
actually,
folders is a big, big, big discussion on the Facebook thing right now.
It is.
And I have more crumplers. I have to say, I should do a recount. You know, I'll
you
count right now.
You're losing.
No way.
Doug, this got to the point where I went out to dinner with friends last night, and they had seen it, and we were actually talking about it. They could not believe. Two things they couldn't believe. Okay? Yeah.
That you're actually doing this?
That we're talking about it, okay? Yeah. Yeah. That there are actually crumplers out there.
Oh, give me a break.
But the bigger thing that we couldn't believe is there were a couple of comments, and I guess, Jen, you are one of them. My dad was a crumpler, or my mom was a folder.
How do you know?
You
were into the bathroom
with
your mother?
I told you that the bathroom with them like 2 weeks ago and said, this is how you fold toilet paper.
But how did the conversation come up? Why did he know that you weren't folding toilet paper?
I can't remember how it came up, but it was such a big deal. Mostly because we kind of laugh that my grandfather was a folder.
Why do you know your grandfather was a folder?
I have no idea, but I sure do. And I almost can visualize him sitting on a toilet folding toilet paper.
That bothers me. I don't want to know what anybody in my family. I don't even want to know what my wife is. I'm sure she's a folder, though. No.
I mean, you never been in the bathroom while your wife's on the toilet?
No, we don't do that.
You don't?
I mean, I've walked in.
Have you broken the fart barrier? No, I'm sure. You have to. Before you can get married, you have to break the barrier.
I've walked in the bathroom when my wife is in the bathroom. Whether I stick around whether to see whether she folds or crumples, no, I have not. I don't want to be there for
but
that.
But
I've
broken the barrier.
But have you smelled anything that you wished you hadn't smelled?
My wife is perfume and rose petals all the way.
Oh, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
She would die if she did that in front of me.
You know, you don't pass gas in front of each other?
I do all the time. I'm a guy.
So you do it in front of her, but she has a problem.
I mean, I try not to. But
we've heard Roberta passing gas.
I know.
Roberta's a dog. She'll do it anywhere. She doesn't care. But my wife would roll over and crawl under the bed if she did it in front of me.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's get to the point of whether we understand it to be the smell or the sound that bothers more.
The sound actually bothers me more.
Yeah, if you hear it, then it bothers you. But if you smell it.
No, it's the smell. For me, it's the smell.
Now, this is our new Facebook page.
Did you do that
in front of me? The smell or the sound?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'm too silent with that. I'm known for that.
No, we're not
smell
going
to sound.
The key is that you have to date someone who doesn't have a sense of smell, and then the SBDs are fine.
The S what?
Oh,
the
SBDs.
Silent but deadlies.
Oh.
Like you don't hear it, but all of a sudden you smell it.
Whenever anybody talks about this, all I can remember is the story that became famous. This is the kind of conversation that legends are made out of. Bill Clinton, when he was running for president the second time around, was at an event in Vermont.
No, it was Hillary Clinton.
No.
It's on YouTube.
No, but if you get the Bill Clinton one is there, too. Find the Bill Clinton one.
Oh, really?
Bill Clinton, yeah.
I've seen the Hillary Clinton one where she's giving a speech, and
you hear it with Hillary.
Oh, sure.
No, but this one, you didn't hear with Bill, you smelled it. Everybody knew it was him. It was presidential gas. And
how do you think the presidential gas passing is?
All right, so anyway, next, what?
All right, in a moment. In a moment, we talk about...
Your wife doesn't pass gas in front of
you. Maybe she does, but again...
Relationships about communication, and we'll talk about how you can predict by understanding what people in their instant messaging are doing. Plus, is it a fact that couples know each other less well as time goes by? What do you think?
Absolutely.
800-510-8255 is the voice of experience.
Absolutely. Because as time, the longer you're together and the...
Roberta.
The
didn't
longer
Doug
your
say
person,
coming up?
Where,
coming
Roberta,
up.
Could you hold on to you? Yes. Hold your pants for just a second.
Man, she wants this one. I can tell.
Yeah, oh, man. I'm sitting back and listening to this one.
She's in the gates, man.
All right, birthdays are coming up, too, here on Good Day. It's 13 past the hour.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hi, we have 17 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Stop, Roberta.
I'm having my MetaFast oatmeal.
Here we go. The MetaFast meal.
Do you want the results of our survey? Because I counted during the break, Doug.
The results of, well, we've already talked about the results. How many?
No, we, I have the actual numbers. It's tied. Folder 16, Crumpler 16.
No, I don't think that numbers make any difference. I think that just telling people where it all is going is important. Roberta just mentioned the magic word. The magic is MetaFast.
Mm-hmm.
MetaFast. Good stuff. You heard all of the stories from all the people here. I just want to underscore how well Richie has done. Give credit to Roberta and Jennifer and to you. If you have stayed on this MetaFast diet, you have lost the weight.
A former employee walked in yesterday and stared at me.
Looked at you.
I didn't see him standing outside the studio. Mm-hmm. I get a text message from him. I thought he was watching us on the video. And he's like, have you lost weight? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And so I just texted him back real quick. He was standing outside the studio and didn't know whether it was me
or not.
Sitting in here in the studio 10 feet away from him.
Wow. And you really were a fat ass before.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So anyway, the number for MetaFast, follow it. This stuff, these people are sticking around because Ken has said this is something he would recommend, and doctors have recommended it because it is, that's why they call it MetaFast, because it is from the medical community that the recognition has come. Safe, safe, safe. Fast, fast, fast.
Yep.
Satisfying and supported so well. MetaFast at 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken as a code. Save the money that is allowed. 800-506-4115 from having that connection, if you will. All right, so Roberta was just asked a few moments ago about whether couples know each other less well as time goes on. Think about where you are. Tony and I think, well, we haven't been married for 30 years, but I think we know each other far better now than we did when we were married. We don't have the same pressures on us that a married couple because we're not married.
Mm-hmm.
But we are great friends. We love each other's company. We would do anything for each other. Tony said to me not long ago, and she's really the one that needs the care, or certainly it would seem that she'd need the care before I do. But he said, well, if something happens to you and you need somebody to take care of you, I'll take care of you.
Aww.
Now, devotion, what better devotion is there than something like that? So you've spent, this is a collective, Richie spent, I'm not going to use Richie as an example, just sort of collectively. I'm betting the average person listening to this program right now, if you are married, been married 30 or 40 years. And do you feel, this is the rhetorical sort of question, that you know your spouse, your partner, better now than you did when you first knew them, or maybe it's just progressive. You get to a point, there's an apex, Roberta. Mm-hmm. You get to a point, you go up the hill, and then you start going down the hill. Does that make sense, having that analogy?
I think that if you're in a long-term relationship, people change over time. I am absolutely, I look back at the person that I was when I first got married and even into my early 30s.
How old were you when you first got married?
25.
Okay, yeah.
And I have, I look at that person, I say, who is that, or who was that, or... It's so foreign. So I think, people change, and you may
especially
not know that person anymore.
Between 20 and 30, definitely. Between 30 and 40,
and
not
some
as
people
much.
Get stuck and don't grow as much.
More
as they
to come on this.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day until Doug puts his headphones back on and realizes we're back on the air. It's birthday time. And one of his favorite television shows of all time was The Rockford Files.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who turns 83 years old today?
Who's that?
Do you even know who the lead character or the lead star was in that, Jennifer?
If you tell
young?
Me, I'll know.
Roberta? Being
nope,
as clueless
I
as
never, I never watched it.
James Garner.
Garner, there you go.
Oh.
83 years old today. Still
wow.
doing the Chevy commercials,
he looks
I believe.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he gay?
No.
James Garner?
I don't think
no.
so.
I don't think so.
One of my favorite television shows of all time, no. MASH.
Really? Not a fan of MASH.
Oh, best show. We were just talking about this the other day, how unpolitically correct it was, and how you would never be able to pull this show off nowadays. Never.
Or like All in the Family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I interviewed Norman Lear a couple of years ago, and I asked him, I said, do you think you could do this show today? He said, absolutely not.
Yeah. There are so many shows from back in the 70s that we look at as some of the classic television shows, and you absolutely could not do those.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John, turns 78 today.
I never got why they called him Trapper.
Drop kick me, Jesus.
You know, there's a...
End over in the
I'm watching Doug in the camera. He's so into his email right now.
Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts.
Bobby Bear turning 76 today. I'm not. I don't
drop
know a lot.
Drop kick me, Jesus.
I know the song.
Make me old,
the goalpost of life.
But I don't know a whole lot more about him. Do you?
Oh boy.
No.
No. I thought you'd be in the country fan.
I am a country fan. Like now.
All right. This is gonna get Doug's attention
right.
here.
No, wait a minute. We got to hold on a second. No, 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 no.
Hey, listen, we have to go back.
One,
if you're not paying attention.
I know. Yeah, I was paying attention. I was working on something else. Though. We didn't. I want to go back. Let's start over again.
No.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. This is the Doug Steffens Good Day program.
Your favorite television show if you aired, and you missed it, buddy.
Let's go back to. That isn't my favorite show, by the way. Did you get the Ravi Shankar music?
I did not.
All right. Today is Ravi Shankar's birthday. He is 91. Played at Woodstock in 1969. Yeah. That's where he met George Harrison and the rest of the Beatles. And then he got connected with George, especially the Bangladesh benefit concerts.
And that's how the Beatles got into smoking
right.
marijuana and then
yep.
their entree into drugs.
Well, I don't know if Ravi Shankar brought him
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. No, they
but isn't...
That.
What's the famous jazz singer who's Ravi Shankar's daughter? I want to say Diana Krall.
No, it's not Diana Krall. It's,
but you know who I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, why are you doing this to me?
All right. James Scott Bumgarner's birthday is today. A star of Rockford Files, Maverick, and tons of great movies. American, fellow American. I like Space Cowboys.
All over again. Yeah, Space Cowboys.
Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers guy, having his birthday today. He's, is he 70, 89? He's 80 today. Is he 80? Yeah, he's 80 today. Wow. Wayne Rogers, you talked about him
for
MASH.
Yeah, we did that.
Bobby Bear.
We're on Patricia Bennett.
76. Patricia Bennett is one of the chiffons. 64 today. Up next is Carol Douglas. Oh, my God, do I love this song. Silliest song. 63 today. Doctor's Orders. That's the Francis Ford Coppola's birthday is today, as is David Frost. We have John Oates, who's the singer and songwriter from Hall & Oates. She's Gone, Sarah Smile, Rich Girl, I Can't Go For That, Private Eyes,
oh,
this one here.
Band. Yeah,
right. Janice Ian's birthday is today. Real name is Janice Fink, Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter for this and Society's Child in the 70s. Clark Peters, Lieutenant Freeman. From The Wire, that's an interesting series.
Yeah, sure is.
And Alexis Jordan is 19 today. Happy birthday to her.
Usually, detectives only have to find someone once.
Well, in Moonlight Mile, Amanda McCready is now 16 years old, and suddenly she goes missing again.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Fundamentally, every story that's a thriller is about society.
When you read Dennis Lehane, you realize the truth of that statement.
AARP book editor Alan Fallow.
Lehane captures the way people speak nowadays. He captures the way they live. He captures what they do for distraction or amusement.
Including a woman with hair the color of rum who has the look of a woman who keeps her plastic surgeon on speed dial. In Lehane's first story about this family, entitled Gone Baby Gone, we learned Amanda's mom is unfit.
And I love the fact that he has picked up these people's lives 12 years on and decided to tie up some loose endings from his earlier book.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Great day for those of you who cannot make decisions. Successful people make decisions. It's your life. You decide what you're going to do with it. I ask for consensus. I think brainstorming is great. But at the end of the day, I mostly make my decisions based on what my gut tells me. Always are they right? No. But they are decisive. I am the decider. Isn't that what George Bush used to say?
The great decider.
He wasn't really, but he said he was. But decision-making is a very personal thing, and you need to, I think, take into consideration, especially if you're not in a bubble, you're not working by yourself, you're not all alone. If I take the people, who work with me on the farm, listen to what they say, the people that are working with me on the program here, I take their decisions, listen to the people in my family about important things. All of those things are part of what you need to make intelligent decisions. You need to sometimes read up on things or just fine, do a little research. But make a decision. Control your thoughts. Control your life. Take charge of your life. And, you don't have to ask permission of somebody else to do something. You have the power over your life. You are in charge. It's very powerful when you think about it that way. You really are. Your mindset, everything that you do with your body, all of that stuff is you.
Yep.
It's up to you. You take things. I'm upset a little because of what happened yesterday at the dairy store, but you know what?
You're in control.
I'm in control. I know how to respond, and I have.
But
a ton of emails from people from me this morning who are customers because they're mad. They think this is a crock. They want to come. They can't get their milk. You know.
Here's the thing, though, Doug.
Yeah.
Okay. People would look at this circumstance, and this is a perfect circumstance. Something has happened to you that is negative, that is hard.
Right.
It's a hurdle.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And many people will look at this hurdle as it's totally something that I can control.
Right.
Many people will look at this hurdle like, oh, look what's happened to me. Oh, no, not again. I can't do anything about it. Oh, well.
Uh-huh.
And it's how you look at that hurdle that makes the difference in who you are.
Right.
Whether you're a winner or a loser. Yeah.
Winners.
A winner looks at that hurdle and says, how am I going to get around it?
Winners.
Yep. Winner.
Winning.
Winner.
Winners.
Get the concept.
Yeah. Get the concept. Okay.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting
winning.
The
yeah.
Yeah.
So Meredith Vieira a couple of days ago said she wasn't going to stay on the Today Show. Yesterday, Matt Lauer says, you know what, at the end of this contract, I'm out of here too.
Now, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm wondering what's going on there behind the scenes and if he would stay if Katie came back because the two of them got along quite well. He is nowhere near retirement age, so what's next for him?
He's got a big, bright future, I think.
Doing what?
Oh, my gosh. He could do news. He could do entertainment. Right. He could get his own show on CNN.
See,
he could do a lot of stuff.
Why not do
what you're well known for? This is what he is well known for.
I don't see these morning show hosts
news
as news people. Yeah,
no.
I don't.
He is, though.
Taking over the Larry King / Piers Morgan thing? Yeah. That I could see.
People
definitely
trust him. And I think he gets a lot of exclusive interviews because people trust him to talk to them in an appropriate way.
That I could see. But why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just stay on the morning
because
show?
Because mornings wear on you, and so he probably wants to get out.
Oh, they worn on me. Look at how long I've been doing it. What's the matter with me?
You're a freak.
Thank you.
You're the only one of us who's like, ooh, hey, here I am, bright and cheery. The rest of us are like, caffeine. I need caffeine.
Shoot me. All right, let's get back to this discussion. Just joining us, I presented a premise about love and whether or not the love partner that you have knows you better or you know him or her better now than you did whatever. Let's take the length of the relationship and divide it in half. Rich, you've been married for what, 12 years?
11 years.
11 years.
We're in our 11th year.
All right. So let's say you take the first 5 years up the ladder. Is there an apex there and you're going down the other side, or are you still on the upward move?
No. I disagree with your theory that there's an apex and that at some point you start going down.
Roberta's with me.
Well,
I don't necessarily believe that 100%. I think that
for certain couples, it comes
and goes.
You're right.
What comes and goes?
I think the big factor
the relationship
here is
ups
people,
and down. Ups
people
and
who
down
get married in their 20s. Roberta's exactly right. You are not the same person at 30 that you are when you're 24.
And it's different.
And that's why I'm a big believer in waiting until you're close to 30. Because when you're 30, that's pretty much the person you're going
to
be.
For women, yes. For men, closer to the age you were, mid-30s, before you get married.
Yeah,
probably not.
Men are not mature until they get to the mid-30s. That's why I haven't been upset about my son. He's had some serious girlfriends, but he's not ready to be married by any stretch of the imagination. Megan wasn't ready, and she was smart enough to wait until she was 35.
So now take that circumstance and put your apex theory into it. Let's say I got married at 34.
Yeah.
So am I going to reach that up and down? Because I'm pretty much that person now that I was when I got married.
Yeah.
I've changed a bit.
Nah, you're much more mature now than you were then.
Oh, sure.
And you're much
mature,
you're a better human being than you were then. You're conscious.
Yeah, I mean, you mature.
Thoughtful.
You mature, but
your head isn't up your butt. It still is sometimes.
Yeah.
But I actually think in the time that I've known you, Rich, like 5 years, I think you've gotten definitely more mature.
Sure. Yeah. I'm mature, but I'm still the same person. I'm not dramatically different. I'm more mature, sure.
Right. Everybody changes, though.
Sure. Yeah, but I don't think I've changed a lot.
Let's talk about it in simplistic terms. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make Roberta necessarily the focal point of this. She was pretty strongly, she was eager to express herself, strongly opinionated on this. But let's talk about things like food choices and movies and what you have in your kitchen and stuff like that. Is that that's less important than how you raise the children and your choices of work? This is later. Do you feel like you agree or have agreed on food choices, let's say, Roberta, with Tom, or maybe films when you would go to the movies or plays?
He never particularly liked sitting in movie theaters much. No. He wasn't a big movie fan.
Right.
But food was we pretty much shared quite a bit of. Still do.
Yeah.
We're pretty serious foodies.
Yeah. All right. So what about you, Richie? Because this is the only two. I mean, I could throw my 2 cents within. Not sure it's worth a lot because my
relationships along that line. We're very compatible when it comes to food, and she's introduced me to a lot of things that I would have never eaten, never even known about. Yeah. So that's kind of neat. It's kind of fun. Yeah.
One of the things Tony introduced me to that I have probably, other than the children, the thing that Tony did that was best for me, other than understanding my love of the farm and animals and appreciating that side of me, she always did that. She always has, I guess, loved is the right word. She's loved the side of me that was sensitive and tender when it came to the animals and making sure there was no harm that would come to them if I could possibly help it. Sometimes she used to think I took more interest in the cows than I did her. And, you know, there may be something to that at a time. But you know what? The mature person, and we weren't mature, the mature person doesn't see it as a rivalry. You know, you spend more time. I remember one of my relationships, a partner unmentioned but well-known, I used to spend all her time concerned about my relationship with my former wife instead of focusing on what we had. She was all, and that was her thing. She just was so insecure about herself. So you never really got to a point where you could share things, on a level-headed basis because she was so immature about it. But at any rate, Tony's introducing me to England. When we first got together, first trip we made was in the spring of 1972. And went over at least once, if not twice a year. Every year we were married, three times a year. And then since then, I think I counted that I had made at least 49 trips, I think, over the years to England, especially when Megan was in school. I used to go over once a month during the winter and stay there for a week with her just to make sure she was okay. And she was. She fit in wonderfully well and, in fact, would like to have been able to stay there. But, that's one thing that I can look at. And I think that if you look at your relationship with your spouse or the significant other, however you want to refer to them, and you can find one thing that has helped you become a better person, and that's what you focus on, not all of the ragtag stuff, even if you don't last and stay together forever, much better for you. And I'm looking at this purely from a personal point of view, selfishly. It's better for you if you find that one good thing and just stay with it. Tony, I have great feelings for in terms of her ability to deal with her illness. She'd been sick for 20 years. This stuff that she's going through and continues to go through has been a part of her life for 20 years. And the other 20 women that were in the protocol with her when she started her treatment in 1991, every single one of them is dead, long gone. She's the only one, and I really do think it's because she is a tough cookie. She was not giving up.
And she has a great attitude.
Has a good attitude. Oh, yeah. You know, she just doesn't give into it. She went to see the doctor after her most recent complications that led to other complications, and this is so Tony. She looked at the doctor and she said, "Am I dying?" Because there are things that the cancer redeveloped after she had her arm amputated, and she has to go through chemo again and lose her hair for the fourth time. Mm. Yep. And all kinds of other stuff. And, man, most people would go jump in the lake and hold their nose after that. And she just said to the doctor, "Doc, am I dying?" And he laughed at her, which was a good way to sort of melt the ice that was there. And he said, "No, you're not. You've had this challenge four times before, and you have beaten it four times. And so why would that change here?" A lot of people were concerned at first because the cancer's moved into her lungs, but it's not lung cancer. It is breast cancer that's moved in and that gets treated the same way. And, she laughed. Megan introduced me to this macrobiotic restaurant that's up the street from us here in L.A. And I've been to it a couple times with Megan, and I like it. The food's very tasty and extraordinarily good for you. My God, it's just really good. Tony says, "I don't want to go there." I said to her, "You're coming to this restaurant with me. You're going to have a good meal." "Nah, it's all like eating paper." "No, it is not. Your daughter was the one who brought me there." "Well, no.
Still like eating paper."
But because Megan said that it was okay, she went. She would not go if I said, "You're coming with me, we're going to eat over there." She probably would have, but she would have, turned up her nose. As soon as Megan said...
Megan's kind of a foodie, and she knows good wine, so she'd probably trust her.
But it isn't, but it's just the
food
that's good.
You make your own soup out of leftovers.
You'll get also a kick out of this. When I was home the other day, there was a can, there was a pan of soup that I left in the refrigerator. Been there about 3 weeks.
You and ate it, didn't you?
No, I didn't eat it. I just I did draw a line on that.
Good for you.
What was going on in there? All right. So that's these are food for thought items, not cliched, hopefully. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
All right, Roberta.
Yes.
When instant messaging, which pronouns do happy couples use most? I and me or we and our?
We and our.
We and our is incorrect. Incorrect. Good. It's incorrect.
Really?
I and me. Yep.
That's surprising.
Really? Yep, right. Your partner will experience the biggest drop in anxiety when, A, you make it obvious that you're there for him or her and tell him or her how to deal with the problem, or, B, you deliver support so subtly that it doesn't even register for him or her.
Deliver support or get it on.
Huh? And maybe deliver support and get it on. B, that is correct. At the end of the day, happier couples are in the habit of A, telling their mates about the mundane aspects of their day, or B, leaving their minor workaday dramas at the desk.
Definitely B.
No, definitely A.
Really? See, I'm the B guy. I don't bore her with all that stuff.
No. But does she care, though, about what you're doing at work?
She probably cares, but I'm just like, you know what? Why bore her with all of the... I tell her the big stuff, the fun stuff.
Yeah, like what? You had a fight with me?
Yeah. Nah, that's boring.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So what do you tell her? About some of the things we talk about?
I mean, the projects that we're doing that are fun, like the video studio stuff and everything.
Right.
Did you ask her if she's a crumpler or a folder?
Yes.
I haven't. She's out of town. I'll have to have that conversation.
You should know that without having to ask her, in fact.
I let my wife take care of those things in private.
Lumitone for your face, for your eyes. Get the free bottle at 800-607. What's the number? I forget the number. I should know the number.
Go to DougStephan.com.
Yeah, get the number there.
There you go. Right, thank you.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What are the chances the federal government will be shut down, and what exactly does that mean? Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The deadline to get a budget deal done is Friday night at midnight. With no deal, it's possible the federal government could be shut down for the first time in more than 15 years. Earlier in the day yesterday, President Obama sounded a bit combative.
Companies don't like uncertainty, and if they start seeing that suddenly we may have a shutdown of our government, that could halt momentum. Right when we need to build it up. All because of politics.
The president clearly pointing a finger at Republicans there, but last night, after sitting down with House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the president had a different tone.
I remain confident that if we're serious about getting something done, we should be able to complete a deal and get it passed. And avert a shutdown.
President Obama adding that Republicans and Democrats are arguing over a relatively small amount of money.
It would be inexcusable, given the relatively narrow differences when it comes to numbers between the two parties, that we can't get this done.
Now, if a shutdown does occur, it could mean a number of things. Up to 800,000 federal employees could be furloughed. Paychecks for many, including those in the military, would be delayed. National parks and federal museums could be closed. And tax refunds could be put on hold for those who did not e-file. All of this hanging in the balance if there is no budget agreement. The longest government shutdown over a budget impasse came at the end of 1995. That shutdown lasted 21 days. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, modest gains for stocks yesterday. The Dow finishing 33 points higher, closing at 12,427. S&P up 3, NASDAQ with a 9-point gain. Oil prices hitting their highest level in more than 2 years, up 49 cents a barrel to $108.83. The FAA moving to fire an air traffic controller who was sleeping on the job. The Knoxville, Tennessee radar controller was found asleep in the radar room with cushions and a blanket. The FAA says the overnight shift controller intentionally napped while seven planes landed over a five-hour period back on February the 19th. The first of golf's major championships gets underway today. The 75th Masters tees off this morning at Augusta National Golf Club. Phil Mickelson, the defending champion, he'll be teeing off this afternoon. Of course, lots of attention also on Tiger Woods, who tees off this morning. Tiger hasn't won a tournament since his marital infidelity surfaced in November of 2009. Hey, remember that Egyptian cobra that vanished from the Bronx Zoo for nearly a week? Well, it's naming day for that cobra. We'll find out which name is the winner. Votes were tallied online and submitted on the zoo's website. The list had been narrowed down to five names: Agnes, Cleopatra, Subira, Mia, or Aminette, which means the hidden one. I guess they didn't like my suggestion.
Name's Plissken.
Yes, Plissken.
But call me Snake.
Think about it. The snake was trying to escape from New York. And finally, fair to say, being governor of a state, any state, is not an easy job these days. But there are some people who would love to be governor, if just for a day. Yesterday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a popular Republican, signed a proclamation that made Jesse Cozon governor for the day. This past February, a video of Jesse was posted on YouTube showing him sobbing and pleading to become governor. The video went viral. Here's a clip. Oh, did I forget to mention? Jesse is 5 years old.
Old. Everyone tells me that I'm too small to be the governor of New Jersey.
Yes, this video actually was shot on Election Day 2009, but only recently was posted. Again, Governor Christie of New Jersey got wind of it and gave Jesse his wish yesterday. Jesse, how does it feel? Jesse Cozon, no doubt a future cast member of Jersey Shore. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.